This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the most recent November 4th election, thousands of local election ballots were rejected over Montana's new year of birth requirement on the return envelope. Election staff were able to contact voters to remedy many votes stymied by the new requirement mandated by the Montana legislature. The new requirement that voters write their year of birth on mail-in ballot envelopes resulted in more than 2,700 local election ballots being rejected in Montana's six largest cities. Another 1,300 ballots were rejected for issues with ballot envelope signatures, which have been a long-standing requirement. Many of those votes were counted after voters were able to remedy the issues flagged by election workers. The year of birth requirement resulted in a tenfold increase in rejected ballots over Missoula County's September primary election, which was held before the new requirement took effect. Missoula election officials said, in the primary election, the primary in September, we had around 120 rejected ballots for the entire election, compared to this one with 1,100 in the November election, so that's just a huge increase. Voters with rejected ballots in Missoula and other jurisdictions had a chance to remedy them. The Missoula County Elections Office put a staffer on the issue full-time, calling, emailing, and mailing voters to let them know their envelope information would have to be corrected before their votes could be counted. Additional staff was called in to help with the outreach. Missoula County and Yellowstone County officials were able to get 55% of the initial rejected ballots corrected. Initial ballot rejection rates varied widely across the state, from as high as 4.5% in Billings and Missoula to just under 1% in Helena. The new birth year requirement accounted for about half of rejected ballots in Great Falls, Helena, and Kalispell. In Missoula and Billings, it accounted for 72% and 80% of rejections. A few races were tight enough that the rejected ballots represented enough votes to potentially have changed outcomes. In Billings, for example, where 627 of 1,400 initially rejected ballots remained unfixed and uncounted as of Election Day, the city's mayoral race was decided by roughly 200 votes. The addition of the birth year requirement in the Montana legislature earlier this year was made by a bill sponsored by Republican Representative Braxton Mitchell of Columbia Falls. Groups representing seniors and people with disabilities opposed it, arguing the added requirement would keep some eligible voters from successfully voting. The measure passed on party lines with Republican support and Democratic opposition. Two groups, Big Sky 55 Plus and Disability Rights Montana, sued the state in May, arguing that the birth year requirement disenfranchises older voters and those with disabilities. Those opponents say that the sharp increase in rejected ballots this election validates those concerns. Goats have taken to the slopes. A Vermont ski resort is goatscaping to clear trails and cut carbon. At Jay Peak Resort in Vermont, goats and sheep are helping to tamp down overgrown vegetation before the first snow arrives, offering an eco-friendly alternative to traditional mowers and landscaping machinery. Andy Stenger, director of mountain and base operations at the resort, said that the goats and sheep are great employees. They take a lot of lunch breaks, but that's kind of the idea, he said. The animals are grazing on about 25 acres over 5 weeks in a goatscaping trial aimed at helping ski resorts reduce their carbon footprints while naturally maintaining the terrain and reducing soil erosion. Special collars track the herd's health and location, ensuring they're both up for the task and staying within safe boundaries. The job of landscaping doesn't get done as fast as with mowers, weed cutters, and the like, Stenger explained, but what the animals lack in speed, they make up for in other ways. It's a lot of fun to have them on the mountain, Stenger said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.